Professor Dr. Ralph Gonzalez said La Soufre volcano itself is not the current threat or challenge. However, Dr. Gonzalez said rehabilitation and redevelopment in the red zone is ongoing.
The seismic activity is low. It's the volcano itself is not now the threat or the challenge. It's the question of the consequences of the cataclysmic eruptions which took place between April 9th and 22nd. So I have to indicate where we are with the quote-unquote evacuees and all those who are concerned about the rehabilitation and the redevelopment of the north of Rabaka, well, the red zone, really, and the, let me say, north of Bellevue River, Yarabakwa River, but particularly north of the river at Montjong, particularly, and let's say northwest of Belisle.
The Prime Minister provided an update on the number of people remaining in shelters. He said work is being done on some schools which were used as shelters in preparation for the new academic year.
In terms of the shelters, there are 31 shelters remaining open, and the numbers of persons are down to 1134. You know, it was stuck there or thereabouts around 1,500 for a few weeks. But then the instructions which we gave, the notification that you can go up to Ouya, a number of other persons have left the shelters. And 24 of these 31 are schools. That's an important number to look at because we are scheduled to open schools on October the 4th, which means that we want to be in a position to take the furniture in, complete painting up where we have to paint up and do everything, all the repairs and the like, to the schools a week or so before the 4th of October.
Dr. Gonzalez said the weather conditions prevented some evacuees from returning home this week. And he said with regards to housing, if the government waits until everything is 100%, it will further delay the reopening of schools.
I know there are some persons who say there are some houses persons are going back to. It's better if you keep them in the shelters. Significant numbers of persons of this 1,134 can still move. Obviously, the bad weather which we had with the rain would have prevented some persons. In fact, some actually were on the way up and had to go back to the shelters because the problems in doing some river crossings and all the rest of it. There's always a transition between when you're moving out of shelters and everything is like you would wish it to be to go back home. And I'll talk about how we're addressing the housing to accommodate this. If you wait until you have everything 100% in order in respect of the homes, particularly where the shelters, so many of the shelters are schools, you're going to have a lot of children not going to school for a long period of time. So there's the public policy of making sure that everything in respect of the housing and the resettlement and everything is optimal. And on the other hand, to get children back to school.
Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonzalez, I am Radhika Stephen with today's La Soufre volcano update.